We went to the Montgomery Selma march in 63, I think it was, and marched from going across the bridge, in which John Lewis participated in. It was so badly beaten up.
Yeah.
And so they had another demonstration. It was a massive demonstration. And I participated in that and drove down to Alabama in a bus with my friends and other members of CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality. Yeah, it was, I mean, all the way down, my friends and I were debating about what the ideal form of government was, whether or not politicians should be required to pass some kind of a test. That was my position at the time.
You were involved in the march that day. Do you remember what the setting was as you were involved in that? I mean, obviously a very important historical moment.
Mm-hmm.
Did it feel like something?
It did feel that way, because it was a huge march. As we walked along the highway, I would look in front of me and I saw the line stretch as far as my eyes could see, and I'd turn and look backwards and I couldn't see the end of the line.
Yeah.
Anyway, and it was scary marching into Montgomery when we finally got there, because the reaction of the public was really quite hostile. And it was the time that a white woman, Liotso, was killed in the march.
Yeah.
And we saw people with stars and bars, flags, Confederate flags, Ku Klux Klan hoods, yelling and screaming at us as we walked along. So it was a little terrifying, actually.
When you came back from that, did that invigorate you to continue, or did you start to feel like it wasn't enough at that point? Because later you did say that you felt like there wasn't the progress that you were hoping for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I decided I wanted to leave the country fairly early on after this incident and a couple of other minor incidents of discrimination. I mean, I had sort of suffered a whole series of discriminatory events.
Yeah.
Making it very clear to me that what it was like to be a second class citizen, yeah, and sort of daily slights that one suffers, at least at the time. It's not quite as severe now as it was in the 1960s, but it was for me intolerable. And But that's what I had in mind. Then I thought about going to Nigeria to go to graduate school there.
Yeah.
And then I had some friends who were Swedish, and I decided, well, we'd go to Sweden.